G'day everyone, I'm here with club coach Benjamin Crowe, doing a bit of a match report from our second practice match, which is our last one before we take on Pines in round one. Mr. Crowe, how are you, buddy?
Good, Dale, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm very excited with the Essendon news, my friend.
Yeah, I'll bet you are.
Yes, more importantly, on Saturday, I was out socialising again, so it's before the season starts, getting my last sort of function in. How'd the boys go?
Yeah, really good. They were very impressive on the weekend. In terms of, I guess, the overall commitment to the game plan and execution was done extremely well. I guess probably the best I've seen it done as I've been coach of the footy club. So I was really, really impressed. It's going to be a lot of headaches on Thursday night at selection, that's for sure.
Oh, it'll be our first time we've had that problem
for a while. As a coach, it'll be my first time too, which is great.
Good to hear. Yeah. That's fantastic news. Course of the game, what was the any key standouts or just overall group
performance? Yeah, look, I don't think there was a disappointing performance in anyone that played, really. Everyone was did their roles really well. A few players played above probably what they normally give, which was what you want. But it was just a good overall team performance. A couple of little areas that we gave away, a few goals, which was a bit disappointing, but we're getting there, we're getting better, which is positive and good to see.
Good to hear. Nick Braun, is that how you say his name? He's a young fella.
Yeah, Brawny.
He's I heard Matty Herbert can bench press him just about. That's
how tiny he is. Yeah, little greyhound.
Yeah. He stepped out in the ones on the weekend. How did he go?
Yeah, good. He won the under-16s best and fairest last year, and it's good to see a kid. He's done pre-season with us. He showed a few of the older boys up on the training track over pre-season, and in the first practice match in the under-19s, he played really well, and so we thought we'd throw him to the deep end in a practice match to see how he goes against some senior boys, and I thought he was pretty good on the weekend. He's got a lot of areas and that he needs to obviously improve on and develop in. I wouldn't expect that at all from a 16-year-old to be perfect and come out and play senior footy, but he had a crack, mate, and he looked like he enjoyed himself, so he was good.
Fantastic. Also, news that Mr. Fisher, Rourke Fisher, joined the VFL for Collingwood list.
Yep.
But he's available this weekend.
Yep.
Fantastic. He didn't play on the weekend, did he?
No, he'll confirm with me on tomorrow night, Wednesday night, if he's available. All going well, I reckon we're going to get him. I hope so. I hope Rourke all the best, mate. He plays as many Collingwood games as possible for his development as well, but it's going to be great to see him in the yellow and black, hopefully this Saturday, which I reckon hopefully will happen.
Fair enough. Mm. I'm sure there'll be a few guys trying to figure it out. What's the sort of plan of attack to shut down Aaron Edwards? And we'll keep that to ourselves.
Yeah, look, I had Simon McAvoy from the paper ring yesterday and actually asked me the same question. Players like Aaron Edwards, they're exceptional footballers and stuff like that. You don't really sit down as a coaching group and go, how are we going to stop him? It's more how are we going to nullify him, try and remove as much impact on the game that he can have as possible. Because at the end of the day, mate, he's going to find the footy. We've just got to try and work out ways we can try and restrict it or slow it down so he has to fight a bit harder to get a touch. But we've got a few things up the sleeve ready to go. I think it'll be good. And it's good for a lot of our group to play against blokes like that as well and test their character and where they're at, because he's an exceptional footballer. So, it'll be good to see.
It's a great coup by Pines. Do look forward to the match on the weekend. 19's obviously starting at 10 o'clock in the reserves and seniors. It should be a big day, Easter Saturday. And we've got our function afterwards as well, back at the club room, starting just after 7:30. Hopefully when the Bombers knock off Sydney in celebration of this great week.
Yes, and the Seaford Tigers knock off the Pines.
Oh, yes, as well. good point. Yeah. All right, thanks, Mr. Crowe, for that. And best of luck for this week, mate.
Yeah, no worries, mate.